Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's the tight. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
Yes, please.
It's tricky.
Wait. Hang on. Tot it down. Just stop the tape for a second. Years ago, we did a game. Dana says that she knows every word of this song by heart.
Really?
And years ago, I think this was before you joined us, Sam. We started playing just a bit from It's Tricky, and then we just stopped the tape, and Dana has to say the next 2 lines. Can you do it?
Oh, bring it.
Fire it when ready, please.
Stand by.
Okay. Let me get back into the middle of the song here. We need a verse, not a chorus. The chorus is, chorus is a little easy.
So is this like jam or no jam? But
no,
it's with one DMC.
We already know it's a jam.
Clearly.
It's a colossal jam. Duh, that's silly.
Tricky, 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 huh!
Well, that was a bad spot to pick.
Yeah, that was
no,
a
here
really...
here we go.
Hang on. Get ready, Sam.
It's right here.
Fade it all the way down. All the way down, don't want to pay for it. Now all the way back up.
Wake up, people, take up mostly all of my time.
Finish the lyric.
When I wake up, people take up mostly all of my time. I ain't... You can't do me right in the middle like you do Will Starrett. Something because I make up a rhyme.
What?
Because I make up a rhyme.
That was the whole point of the game, is that you could pick it up in the middle, wherever it was.
Like, I gotta have an A and a B and a C.
Give her just a little bit more, and then and wait for my cue to stop it. Give her a little bit more.
I'm not singing, folks keep ringing, cause I make up a rhyme.
Stop.
Always tearing at what I'm wearing, I think they go too far.
All right, all right.
Cheryl follows Daryl every gig we play. Then he kissed her and dismissed her. Now she's jocking Jay.
All right,
good. Almost amazing.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is good to be with you on this Monday afternoon. I know we normally start Mondays talking about some golf event that occurred on TV over the weekend. This time it's about the sport I love. Did you see what happened at the Euro Cup on Saturday?
Please explain it to me. I wasn't home. It is horrifying, but there's a lesson to be learned at the end.
Sitting there watching the game, minding my own business, Kelly and I were on Saturday morning, and Denmark, the Euro Cup is just in status just below the World Cup. It's basically the World Cup
right.
for Europe only. And Denmark is playing Finland, and it's nearing the end of the first half. And their star player, Christian Eriksen, somebody throws it in. They throw it to him. He gets the ball and then takes a step forward and just collapses onto the field. a player from Denmark runs over, looks at him, and immediately starts signaling, get on the field, get some medical out of here. The team realizes this is a problem. This is not good. And they form a circle around him to keep people from, you know, the TV cameras and the audience from seeing what's going on. Christian Eriksen, they said he was, quote, gone. He had a cardiac arrest on the field.
And this was while you were watching the match. It just happened.
Yes. I'm sitting there and I go, and then you just see, you know, something's not right.
Right.
You can't watch 22 players at the same time. And all of a sudden I said to Kelly, I go, what the hell is going on? And you see the players form this circle around him. And then I screamed out, oh my God, they're doing CPR.
Do you think it's because that ball hit him with such force?
No.
Right here in the chest?
It was a throw-in.
It was. Yeah. Okay, because I was going to say, we've seen that sometimes with baseball players. You just get hit just wrong right here, and it can...
It was just a little throw-in. And he just collapsed right there on the field.
So the exams they have done so far look fine. We do not have any explanation why this happened. He is 29 years old, in the shape of his life, as all of those soccer players are.
He played in the English Premier League for 7 years.
Collapsed at the 42nd minute mark. Now, here is what I want to talk about. They did chest compressions
for like
only
7 minutes.
For seven minutes.
It felt like an eternity.
Yeah, and if you are not CPR certified, this is the little universe winking at you to go get certified. You never know if you're going to need it. You never know if someone around you is going to need it. And 7 minutes might not seem like a long time until you are pumping that chest in an emergent situation. And that's why they tell you to trade off every few minutes, Scott. It's exhausting.
I'm sure.
And they saved his life.
And because this is a premier sporting event, I'm sure they had the best doctors on standby, ready to go. Just God forbid something like this were to happen.
Sure.
But he's stable now. They ended up, and I wasn't surprised, but some of the players are furious. They suspended the game, but they were ordered to come back and play later.
And I'm sure his teammates were like, "You've got to be kidding me!"
Right. Well, I'm sure every player was like, "You've got to be kidding me."
I'm curious. Obviously, he's going to have access to the best medical care.
Sure.
They need to go in and see if he has an enlarged heart, if he has some sort of misfire going on in there. I mean, you just don't know, Scott. Sometimes without one of those really intricate heart scans, you can have something going on in there. You don't know what's going on in there, and your first presenting symptom is death.
Anyway, I was just, thank God he's okay. But it is surreal to watch a sporting event. And like I said, we were just watching it live on TV as it was happening. And 1 minute, they're just out there playing soccer. The next minute, they're doing CPR on a guy on the field.
And they defibrillated him. And one shock brought him back. So it's just a reminder and a good lesson for all of us.
Amen.
Please go get trained. Go get certified.
All right. Did you have a good weekend? How was the golf tournament?
Great weekend. Golf tournament was amazing. I'm glad to be inside in the air conditioning. It was very hot out for those 3 days. We had a blast. When we come back, I know you don't like these stories, Scott.
No.
We're going to talk about the swimming pool.
In Wyandotte County.
In Wyandotte County. All of the public pools that are either open or closed right now because of staffing shortages or other issues. And what is a city's responsibility when a pool is shuttered for the summer in trying to keep kids out?
Yeah, we'll get to that. Don't forget, we've got your keyword to cash every hour this afternoon here on Dana and Parks. She is Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks. I'm KMBZ.
If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me? Just
story here, I believe it's from 41, if I'm not mistaken. Sad story. The Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office says the 13-year-old boy rushed to the hospital after being pulled from the Parkwood pool in KCK last weekend. He is showing no brain activity. Authorities were called to the pool located at 9th and Quindaro around 6:55 on Saturday, June 4th, so a week ago Saturday. Upon arrival, the Sheriff's Office said KCK Fire rescued the teen from the deep end of the pool, performed life-saving measures. He was taken to Children's Mercy. Sheriff's Office says Parkwood Pool was locked and fenced off from the public when the incident occurred. Quoting here from the Sheriff's Department press release, they all climbed, they being the teenagers, they all climbed over the fence and the victim jumped into the deep end. He resurfaced and went back under, unable to return to the surface. That pool is expected to remain closed in 2021 due to a shortage of lifeguards. Despite the expected closure, Parks Department employees filled the pool to perform maintenance work on the facility. It did not open in all of 2020 because of the pandemic. Okay.
I have a couple questions the minute I read the story. It is heartbreaking. It is horrifying. I noticed in that story, Scott, that first responders pulled him out of the deep end.
Right.
Was there no attempt on the part of the 4 or 6 or 10 other kids to pull him out is one of the questions I had. My second question is this. Does a city have an obligation to drain a pool that is not going to be used? And I would say the answer to that question is yes.
However, the county says that they had filled the pool to do maintenance. Okay. We presume it wasn't filled in 2020. It wasn't used because of the pandemic. They had every intention of using it this year, but did not and could not because, and we've reported on this in the past, a lack of lifeguards, which is a problem at a lot of pools in the area. Yes. At some point, the county has to say, all right, maintenance is done. Let's drain the pool. However, and I'm not victim blaming here, but I've never understood, and bad things happen. We know that. But I'm not victim blaming, but I've never understood why I build a pool in my backyard.
Yep.
I put up a fence.
Yep.
You illegally jump the fence and drown in my pool, and I'm somehow liable.
100%.
That's dumb.
It is because of two words, attractive nuisance.
Okay.
There is something in the United States called an attractive nuisance doctrine. It is a legal doctrine which makes a person negligent for leaving something like a pool attractive and dangerous to curious kids open. And here are some other examples. Old abandoned amusement parks would be an attractive nuisance where you can put a gate out and say, no trespassing. Who are we kidding? On a Friday night, a bunch of bored teenagers come along that thing. They're going in. That's why they call it an attractive nuisance. And so a pool falls under that category. It's why even if you do everything right, Scott, you could still be held liable because it's an attractive nuisance. That's why the insurance is so high. That's why you couldn't pay me $1 billion to have a pool in my backyard.
We'll never put a pool.
With that liability. Or a friend coming over and diving into the shallow end and, you know, never walks again. I never, ever, ever would want that issue in my backyard. I don't think the city should have left the water in the pool. And this is off Quindaro. Correct me if I'm wrong.
9th and Quindaro, okay. That's correct.
So I don't want to paint with a horribly broad brush here about 9th and Quindaro. But if you are a young person, that pool, open or closed, is one of the more inviting things you're going to find to do around 9th and Quindaro, is it not?
Yes. And
it's been many years since I've been on Quindaro, and I know that
9th and Quindaro is not the best
there
neighborhood.
There have been changes made, but, you know, back in the day when I was a reporter, it did not have the best reputation.
But you had mentioned since it was closed that they should have drained the pool. How would this have – this could have happened at any other pool that's open for the summer but closes at night.
And
they
can't
drain the pool every day.
No, you're not going to drain it every day. But I'm saying if you know that pool is not in use –
But they said they were doing routine maintenance on the pool. and that's why they hadn't drained it yet. Now, I don't own a pool. I've never worked at a pool. I don't know.
Sure.
I hate this.
It's attractive nuisance.
Attractive nuisance. So if I park a 1977 Pontiac Firebird Trans Am in my driveway, one of the greatest, coolest cars of all time, is that an attractive nuisance? And if you steal it and get into a wreck, that's my fault because I had a Trans Am in the drive?
No.
But if I have a pool, but the pool had, you always hear, if you have a pool, make sure you get a 6-foot fence or something about
yeah.
a 6-foot fence. It's magical when it comes to a pool and yep. liability. They had a 6-foot fence. These teenagers climbed over it.
I'm not saying it was okay to trespass into somebody's pool. I'm saying it's foreseeable legally that this was going to happen.
But then why would anybody have a pool? Why do cities have pools? Why do apartment complexes have? I know it's to attract people to live at the apartment complex, but anybody could jump the fence. And then is the apartment complex? There has to be some sort of legal signage or something that you can put up, because otherwise apartment complexes would never have pools. Neighborhoods would never have, the HOA would never allow a pool in a neighborhood because the kids would jump the fence every night.
Let me give you some quick examples. You are not liable if it's a non-maintained item that isn't legally attractive. Ponds, lakes, cliffs, hills, carbon monoxide poisoning, and small things that could be choking hazards, acorn sticks around your house. Not liable, okay? Liable, swimming pools, trampolines, tree houses, wells, tunnels, scaffolding, ladders and broken gates or safety gates.
A ladder?
If you leave it down and out.
Yeah, because there's nothing I'd rather do than climb up to the second floor of your house on a ladder.
But think about scaffolding. Kids, yeah. Teenagers come across scaffolding.
I get it.
Oh, that looks fun.
576-7798. 576-779.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I've been trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life.
All right, welcome back.
I've been sleeping here instead.
Talking about attractive nuisance laws, and I pulled this just from a legal website. Scott, warning or safety signs are helpful but generally won't save you when it comes to legal action. Hmm. You have to take steps to prevent a child from gaining access to an attractive nuisance. So just because you have a sign on there that says keep out doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to lose a lawsuit in court if somebody gets in.
How would you change that short of legislation?
You wouldn't, because you're not going to likely be criminally charged.
But you'll be civilly
but
charged.
But they're going to sue you.
Yeah,
and your insurance company is going. That's why insurance for swimming pools is so expensive.
Right. I mean, I know you said I would never get one in a million years. Oh. I would never get one in a million years. Why would anybody get a private pool in their backyard?
Unless you're in Arizona or Florida, I've never understood it.
Unless you LLC yourself and your property, no way in hell. I wouldn't even get a hot tub. Let's go to Kathy in Kansas City. Kathy, hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I've been driving around listening to you guys, and I have a pool management business. So I step in for HOAs, country clubs, because they don't hire pool people. Yeah. So most pools have to keep water in them. They maintain the integrity of the pool. You can get groundwater that will come up and break your pool. We call it floating. It's not. So they have to. The only reason you should really drain one is if it's never going to be used again and you don't care if it's going to be broken up. However, when they're not in use, they're usually covered. I'm sure you've seen the safety covers.
The safety covers.
But Scott's right. You can't do any kind of maintenance on these pools unless, you know, they're full of water. So they may have been trying to check motors, pipes, anything. So water has to be in it. I do know that 6-foot fence rule. And by the way, I do have a pool in my backyard and we do have a fence around it. But, you know, people can climb a 6-foot fence. I mean, they absolutely can. What I, in my contracts, I say I am not held responsible for any body that climbs over the fence and does vandalism or whatever. Now, understand I contract with HOAs, you know, they also have liability insurance. And the insurance is horrible. It's so expensive. But luckily, I've never had that issue. I also hire and train lifeguards, so that makes my insurance higher. But I guess because I'm in this business, I don't understand how the county would be responsible for people climbing a fence and jumping in a pool. And I do realize that, yes, there probably would be a law.
When you say that pool insurance is very, very expensive, I think were your words, how expensive? What are you talking about per month?
Oh, well, for my business?
No, for your private pool at your house.
Oh, no, for my private pool at my house, it's not that much more. Okay. It's on my homeowners, but
okay,
it's not that much more there. You do. I live in Kansas City, Missouri, and there are regulations, but my company also does residential pools. Most cities do have regulations about it.
Mm-hmm.
But so for my homeowner, you know, for that, it's not that much higher. It really isn't. I hope nothing ever happens. It hasn't so far. I've heard the tragic stories of somebody sneaking in your backyard and jumping in your pool. And I do have a locked gate, and you are supposed to. I'm telling you, somebody determined enough.
He's
going to get in.
A locked gate just keeps somebody from opening it.
Here's another example of an attractive nuisance. A number of courts have found that a child certainly can find a horse to be an attractive nuisance, thereby creating a greater degree of responsibility on any horse owner to make sure any individuals, including trespassers, are not hurt by it on their land. So how many times, Scott, when the girls were little, did you, you know, drive, you see those horses, they used to be all up and down along State Line Road and 133rd, and you would park and let the kids out to go pet the horses. Attractive nuisance.
See, attractive nuisance is dumb.
Well,
that's dumb. I'm not allowed to have a pool because you're... ne'er-do-well kid is my jump my fence.
Your ne'er-do-well kid. Get your ne'er-do-wellers out of my pool.
I don't mean to laugh on such a serious topic, but I feel sorry for this 13-year-old kid. I really do.
God,
and it breaks my heart. And his family must be going through hell. But I don't understand why it's the city's fault.
Scott, it happens every year.
I know.
It happens every year. So sad.
Bill in Overland Park. Hello, Bill.
Hi, I'm from California. And if someone swims like in the Pacific Ocean, the state's in charge of the coastline there to maintain it and, you know, supervise it and everything. You got lifeguards and everything. Now, if someone drowns in the Pacific Ocean, can their relatives sue the state of California?
No.
And the reason is why they can't is why?
Because waterways like the one you are describing are just not legally considered an attractive nuisance. Let me give you a better idea, Bill. Remember the old refrigerators when we were growing up that latched from the outside and you could not get out from the inside? Refrigerators in the 1960s. That is a classic example. If you have one of those dumped on your property, that is a classic example of an attractive nuisance. Kids will get in there to play hide and seek. They will shut that door and then they suffocate because you can't get out and you can't hear them. That's more legally the definition of attractive nuisance.
So a lake or a river, it's a piece of nature.
Correct.
A mountain is not an attractive nuisance.
Correct.
I see.
Even the Grand Canyon, not an attractive nuisance. You fall down that thing, you're dead right there. You're DRT. They ain't coming to get you.
That is true. Who determines what an attractive, is it a fluid definition?
Sure.
So something you may not think of at the moment, but you end up getting sued for, and you're like, that's not an attractive nuisance. And a jury might say, well, yeah, it kind of is.
All right, here's one. The trampoline.
Well, yeah.
You can see those things from space. That is an attractive nuisance.
Never had one.
Nope.
Because I like for my kids not to have severed spines. But that's just me.
I like my property value to stay where it is. I hate those things. Trampolines, I think they look horrible.
Honest to God, trampolines are the backyard item that was very popular in the 80s.
Oh, they're raring back now.
Went away during like the 90s and early 2000s.
Yes.
And my God, find a backyard with a kids that doesn't have a trampoline today. Oh, my word. They're everywhere. Somebody says, what about a dirt pile on my property? Is that an attractive nuisance? Wasn't formed by nature. It's a dirt pile.
Man, I'd say no.
It looks like a great ramp for me on my bicycle.
Sure does.
Oh, but then I landed on my head.
Yeah.
576-7798. Jim, get off my lawn in Topeka. Hey, Jim.
Yes, and I have earned that title because I did get the Kansas legislature to change the trespass laws and narrow the definition of desirable nuisance to keep me out of liability issues along with my land.
Okay, what was your liability issue, Jim? Did you have farm equipment?
Anything can be declared a desirable nuisance by a lawyer with a little imagination.
When did you do this, Jim?
Oh, around 10 years ago, a little more. We had the deal of a group that said, you know, in Europe, you can just walk wherever you want to walk and they don't stop you. But in the States, why are they bothering us about these trails? Well, if you're going to have those people that are the boss of the trails telling that, and you only have two insurance companies that will insure a farm, you need a little help. And we went to the legislature. We got help. We got the definitions of desirable nuisance changed. We got it also amended to where that if you're there for recreation purposes.
Oh, I remember you saying that.
And that's something that hasn't caught up with yet because we've got too many lazy lawyers who won't enforce that portion of it. So there is a little bit of help in there and a little bit of daylight. So read the rest of the trespass and read the rest of the deal of being there strictly because you wanted to be there for your own recreational purposes.
All right.
Jim will do.
Some covers.
Jim, stay off your lawn.
Be well, my friend. Always good to hear your voice.
Financial and insurance expert Laura Adams states the following about the attractive nuisance. It is critical to remember that children who trespass on your property get treated differently than adults. Typically, local laws require landowners and homeowners to protect the safety of people who are either invited onto your property as well as young trespassers.
576-7798. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. He's the finest man in all of America. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ. Next hour here on Dana and Parks, should there be a limit? And by should there be a limit, I mean should the government create a law that limits the resale, keyword there is resale, price of tickets. The Garth Brooks concert at Arrowhead is Exhibit A. Wait till you hear what they're going for.
Really nice car for the price of some of those tickets.
A very nice used car.
Yes.
And tickets to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We'll get to that next hour on the program. Or is this just the free market? And if the dum-dum and their money are easily parted? Not my problem. Story here from Yahoo News. Chief Safety Tyrann Mathieu is taking issue now with former Chiefs running back Le'Veon Bell's criticism of head coach Andy Reid. Bell apparently said he would never play for Andy Reid again. Tyrann Mathieu responding by indicating that Bell's the kind of player who blames others when he doesn't succeed.
Oh!
Mathieu tweeted out, "These fellows will blame everybody for their lack of success. That's how I know I'm built different." Bell was one of the most productive running backs in the NFL during his five seasons with the Steelers, but signing him proved to be a disaster with the Jets, and he didn't do much more for the Chiefs. He clearly did not impress Tyrann Mathieu. Christiane Amanpour announced this morning on her television program that she has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Amanpour is 63 years old, one of the best-known journalists in the world. In part due to her fearless coverage of international conflict, she's been off the air for the past 4 weeks due to her diagnosis. In her on-air announcement today, Christiane Amanpour pointed out that ovarian cancer is all too common, affecting millions of women around the world. Well, best of luck.
Did you hear over the weekend, this was the headline over the weekend, I don't think the decision was over the weekend, the Supreme Court declined to expand crack cocaine reforms. So follow me here. They ruled that hundreds of very low-level crack cocaine offenders cannot benefit under a 2018 federal law that reduced a bunch of prison sentences when it looked at racial disparity. And when you look at the crack cocaine conviction, Scott, it was back in the day, certainly during the war on drugs, it was 100-1 black defendants that were imprisoned for crack cocaine.
Right.
When, you know, perhaps a white offender counterpart with another drug or powder cocaine did not get the same sentence. The 2018 law was passed with bipartisan congressional support. Trump signed the statute, but the Supreme Court ruled that it does not apply to the crack cocaine defendants. And one of them, 33 years old, pleaded guilty in 2008 to one count of possession. He had 3.9 grams of crack, was sentenced to 15 and a half years in prison. He lost the case.
And what are you trying to say?
I guess I'm surprised.
I honest to God, I didn't know crack cocaine was still a thing.
I am surprised. And they ruled 9-0.
Well, what's that tell you?
Well, it's unanimous.
Well, that tells me that, and I think what whoever wrote the story that you're reading from is trying to imply that there might be a race component here. Well, apparently the Supreme Court,
well, but
which
is
has
not?
Three very liberal members, sure. is suggesting that's not the case.
Let me ask you, is it not? Look at the way the opioid crisis.
I think it was.
This is all you have to do. Look at the way the opioid crisis was handled, the way it was described by politicians, the way lawmakers and those in the law enforcement community have looked at the opioid crisis night and day, how we handled the crack cocaine epidemic. With the opioid crisis, it's been education and let's get Narcan in schools and let's, you know, all come together to fight this thing.
Well,
and with crack cocaine, it was, oh, that's a problem in the black community.
Well, hang on now.
That's a slight oversimplification, well, but not much.
Well, but I would also make the argument that there aren't a lot of comparisons necessarily between the opioid crisis and the crack cocaine epidemic of the late 1980s. Number one, you don't have a bunch of white kids driving around the neighborhood firing bullets into everybody's houses like they did back in 1988 in Los Angeles with the Crips and the Bloods fighting over turf for where you're going to sell your crack cocaine. And quite frankly, you don't find crack cocaine in the bathroom closet in most homes where you do with prescription pills. And that's how a lot of kids end up getting hooked on it. I'm not excusing the behavior of popping a pill that you don't know what you're taking, but they go in there and, you know, mom or dad has some leftover OxyContin from surgery. Well, I think I'll pop some OxyContin, and next thing you know, they're hooked. I mean, I don't know.
I just feel like with the opioid crisis, it's all been about helping people. It's been about taxpayer-funded addiction treatment programs. And we did not see that with the crack issue.
But back to my original point, though, if whoever wrote that article is trying to suggest that this decision, you know, that this is race-related or, you know, try to rehash a 33-year-old argument about the way we handle crack cocaine in this country with black people versus white people with opioids, there are three very liberal members of the Supreme Court who didn't want to hear that argument. That's all I'm saying.
We might have to bring this back.
Or not. When we get back, Garth Brooks tickets went on sale and they were gone at Arrowhead Stadium. Wait till you hear what the resale value for some of the best seats is. And does something need to be done? The people who bought these original tickets had no intention of ever going to this show. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.